have reached home for construction. Please leave your name and number, and we'll return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve with the Bank of Cardiff. Sorry, I missed you. I was actually just trying to follow up with you on a finance offer I sent out to the business about 2.5 weeks ago. Was it pre-approved for some equipment financing, some working capital? About $250,000 is what you guys got pre-approved for. Just hoping maybe you had a chance to look it over.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Not doing too bad. It's almost Friday. Can't complain.
All right.
Yeah, so I was actually, is this Humbert?
Are you guys the type of company that advance and then you guys start taking out like every week or every day?
What do you mean, like capital loans?
Yeah.
Well, it just depends on what you get qualified for. We have monthly, we have weekly, we have daily.
Oh, okay.
Is there something you're looking for?
Well, we have one right now that my brother got that we didn't know about it. That he's doing it. He had it for 100 and he's down to 50. But we just signed like $2.5 million worth of work. We're just trying to figure out what to do.
Okay. So are you guys trying to, like, pay off that loan, or what are you guys trying to...
I don't know what my brother wants to do, but we're trying to see if we can raise some more capital.
Okay, right on. You guys, $2 million worth of work, huh? Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we signed $500,000 in San Diego, $700,000 in Pacoima, and we just signed... Is that, our receivables right now are, like, about $2.5 million.
Oh, nice, man. Right on. Okay, cool. When does that start?
We already started today.
Oh, okay. And how long is the project? What kind of projects are they?
Stucco, carpentry, and masonry.
Okay. Right on. And how long is that work going to last you guys?
6 months.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. We're out in San Diego. I'm actually down in San Diego.
If I talk of Rimley Avenue, it's the second to last exit.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
We're going in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big projects over there, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, apartment units.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I mean, is there an amount you're looking for? Like, I know you guys have the 50 out already. Who is that with? Because I see that you guys had done a working capital loan before. It's just, who is it with?
Can Capital?
Can Capital? Okay,
yeah.
I know who those guys are. Absolutely.
And we were going to do one the other day, but I didn't even know about that one, and they said, oh, we can't do it because of that. So I don't want to waste anybody's time, you know?
Oh, sure, well... Yeah, I gotcha.
Our receivables a month are about $200,000.
Okay.
Minimum.
Yeah, so I mean, you'd be fine. I mean, that's the way it works. Is like, let's say if the balance is $50,000, you have to net at least, you know, twice that. So if it's $50,000, you have to net at least $100,000 per month. And so obviously you're doing that. So absolutely, we could definitely work something out. I mean, if you're looking to pay that loan off and, you know, take out some extra for, you know, some extra materials or really whatever you need it for. I mean, that's something we do all the time. We do it all day, every day.
But
so.
Do you guys do loans where we could pay it off at any time and pay less interest?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's how our capital loans work. You know, we've been doing it for, you know, 8 years. I mean, it's been around for 8 years, and we were one of the first companies to do it. So, yeah, we don't have a payoff, what do you call it? Sorry, man, it's been a long day.
Penalty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you can pay it off early if you want to. That's what a lot of my clients do, actually. You know, take out the longer term and then pay it off faster, or you can take out the short term and pay it off faster, you know, however you want to do it. So, yeah, that's definitely something we can do. I mean, is there a certain amount you guys are looking for?
We're looking for, like, about 200, 250.
200, 250? Do you know what your gross annual sales are?
Right now, well, after this, there'll be... will be roughly about close to $2 million.
Okay. And what's your credit, guys? What's your guys' credit look like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
One signer, he's like a 640, and another signer, I think, he's like a 740.
Okay, perfect. Are you part owner too, or just are these?
I'm the CFO. I run the business.
Oh, okay, right on. And you said a partner, so is it split 50-50?
Yeah, it's
50-50.
It's kind of like that.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, so, I mean, definitely there's something we can do for you. I mean, to pay off that 50, what did you need the 200 for? What are you going to use that for, like materials and things? Or?
Yeah, material and labor.
Material and labor? Oh, you're hiring some new people?
Yeah.
Nice, okay. Quite a few new people, or?
Yeah, we hired a lot. We probably hired like 30 employees in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. When does their payroll start?
We already started.
All right. You guys going to be okay for that? Because if it's
yeah,
a payroll...
Give me 1 second, yeah? You want
to man. Sure.
Okay, I told that way. Marca me lo que ocupes. Marca me lo que ocupes y me lo pones en Márcame todo lo que ocupes y llámale a piel, güey.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm gonna waste your time because we went through. I'll tell you the company we went through, and the thing is that we're at about close to I would say 250 to 300,000 in deposits a month.
Okay.
Right now, let me see what's the company name that we tried doing. Orozco Rubin. Liberty Commercial.
Oh, okay, I don't know. I mean, I've heard of them. But
where are you guys at, San Diego?
Yeah, we're at San Diego. I'm actually down in actually kind of by La Jolla.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that project in San Diego, we got a change order yesterday for 60. It was 490. So that one's a 540. At 520 now, I think. Gross.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, we have a lot more projects coming, but we're gonna start saying no to projects here real quick.
Is that just because of the cash flow?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, that's what I'm trying to see here. Now, back to what we were talking about for real fast is because you said payroll is gonna be here due soon. Are you gonna be hurting for cash for the payroll?
Yeah. Because
if you are, yeah. Okay. Because if you are, then that way I can obviously you need the money immediately. And because I know it's really, really crappy when you can't get the payroll out for your employees. But yeah, absolutely. That way I can push your file actually up to the top if you're, you know, want to do work with us. Now, you know, you said you had Liberty Commercial. I'm not too familiar with them. I don't know why, what happened there. What did they say to you?
I think they thought I lied about that loan. And honestly, I didn't even know about it that my brother pulled that loan. I really didn't. Because this is the way we work. Me, we're all brothers, so we all handle our own business. You understand me?
Sure, yeah.
We have an account with him, and then we have a separate account through my investment firm. Like, our banker lets us deposit our Humber checks into my development company, which is called Stacy. You know, like, if I show you all the deposits that go into my Stacy account, they're all from Humber Construction. Because the relationship is so good at the bank that they let us deposit third-party checks. You understand me?
Yeah, okay.
So Stacy's basically like a little branch of Humber. Like in the last, I'll tell you, I'll show you, I'll forward them to you right now if you want to see them.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, if you want to, of course, you can forward those all to me. You can forward me the bank statements, all that stuff, the Stacy account, all that stuff.
Yeah, I'll show it to you now. What's your email?
My email is S. S.
Sam?
Yeah. Sam. C as in Charlie. H as in Hilo. E as in Echo. L as in Lima. At Bank of Cardiff. And that's C-A-R, like car. And then diff as in different.
D-I-F?
F. Two Fs, yeah.
.com?
.com, yeah, sorry.
I'm going to put Humber Construction on there.
Yeah, so what you're telling me is that you have a Humber Construction account, but the way you guys get paid is that it goes into the Stacy account, and then you put the funds from account.
My brother's jobs go into the main Humber account. My jobs go into my Stacy account. Like, for example, last month, my Stacy account, June 1st, I'll tell you right now. last month, which was September 1st to 30th, we deposited $273,000 into my account. You understand me? From the company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we're all Humber checks, and my brother deposited in his account. I'll tell you right now. I'll forward them to you.
Okay.
And it's SSC.
Yeah, I just got it. Yeah.
I'm gonna send you mine from Stacy.
Okay.
And if you look at the checks, those are all made out to Humber Construction, but they let us deposit it into Stacy at the bank, you know, because we have a long relationship with them. It's all the same shit at the end of the day for taxes, because we all get 1099 for it, you know?
Right, okay.
We just separate our payrolls.
I gotcha.
Yeah, like on, if I do Stacy's account last month, it was $273,000. The following month was $351,000. You know?
Okay.
August 1st to that. It probably hits $1 million in the last 6 months of deposits just in the Stacy account. And then it combined with Humbert's account, probably like another. I haven't seen his. I just forwarded him. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Humbert's are. He got, almost the same shit. 173, 101.
Okay, so Stacy A2 Construction, that's just, you guys have, because it's Humber Construction.
I'm just saying that I use a different company to pay my payroll, but Humber Construction, everything goes through Humber. It gets 1099 through Humber.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, I can explain that to my underwriters and all that stuff, so we can definitely do something for him, man. I mean, I know payroll is very important. I do this all the time for all my clients.
Payroll this week is about $60,000.
Okay. Then, you probably need that immediately. So why don't we do this, man? Why don't I'll send you an email. It'll have, like, the application on there. You can probably just print that up twice just because the ownership is 50-50. And then have both of the owners sign on that. And then... it's just the bank statements, which I already have, which is good. Tax return, and then that should be it.
Oh, I don't think we have our taxes right now.
Do you have the 2015 or the 2014?
I have no idea.
Okay. 2014 will work. As long as you have like an extension or whatnot.
I don't handle that. My brother does, and he's not here.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, check this out. Tell me what you could do. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, okay. We'll do. Let me send you that application and all that stuff, and then get those going, and I can get you harder numbers and stuff like that. And yeah, man, I'd love to help you out, man.
Okay, let me know.
All right, sounds good. I'll be in touch.
Okay.
All right, bye.